Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have often defended the Big Ten conference on these airwaves. My home conference. But boy, they have a hard time defending themselves for the most part these days. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is just a train wreck. And Ohio State fans. Some fans, because they have a lot of fans, and tens of them showed up yesterday,
right,
and put on the lamest rally you could imagine for supporting Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer!
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 What about him?
Urban Meyer!
Just lame.
Yeah, how sad was that rally?
Some
yesterday?
Guy named Tennessee Jeff was organizing the Urban Meyer chant. So, boy, what a great event that turned out to be yesterday in Columbus.
Ohio's praise and songs to all moderates.
Just lame.
Yeah, pretty bad yesterday.
And they showed up with just terrifically lame signage.
Mm-hmm.
Adults with signs is always a hit miss, and this one's a miss.
This was like an episode of Who Is America.
Oh,
I mean, it really was.
And
that's
then,
what this was like
yeah,
yesterday.
And then the, you know, America 2018, where stuff's misinterpreted or you missed the point. Or
right.
They're blaming ESPN.
Right. Blaming ESPN for a report that
who
they
was
didn't
like
have.
Fourth to the story on this one.
Yeah.
Of how they're putting out fake news and going after their football coach.
Well.
How lame and misguided this bunch of fans were.
Well, it wasn't even a bunch of fans. It was tens of fans showing up to support Urban Meyer. I think they had 23,000 people sign their petition. We got more people to sign a petition to get a horse banned from the plaza than we did to get Urban Meyer's job back at Ohio State University in a stadium
people
alone
will
that
sign
seats 100,000 people.
Yeah,
you know?
over anything.
Yeah.
And they're not flocking to support him.
No, which is good. I think that's good. We talked about yesterday how in sports you automatically get a free pass and everybody wants to look the other way. But if this was Matt Lauer or Harvey Weinstein or somebody like that in the fold, they're out right away. But in sports, we seemingly give everybody a second chance and potentially a third chance because, oh, my God, they can sport. And, boy, if they can sport, they can do really good things. And we love those guys, and we want to give them as many opportunities as possible.
No, if you can sport, you can do really bad things.
You can
usually
do,
what it is.
Right, you can do really bad things and get away with it. But that rally yesterday for Urban Meyer, I think maybe shows kind of a turn in where we are right now in society, because not a lot of people showed up to support Urban Meyer. And for a coach who's won a lot of games at Ohio State, I think he has a national championship, right, at Ohio State, and really is probably the most important figure at Ohio State is the head football coach. He's there, you know, he's embattled right now. And they get like 50 people to show up for a rally, and these hayseeds are out here blaming ESPN. And ESPN really had nothing to do with the story. It was reported by a reporter that they fired who posted it on Facebook. And by the time ESPN got around to the story, everybody else
like
already
hours
had
later,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, like USA Today, you know, CBS Sport, like everybody else had the story before ESPN did. But we live in an era now where the president of the United States is telling everybody that the media is the number one enemy of the public, and so people are taking that as fact, people are taking that as truth, people are believing that the media is the number one enemy of the public because the president is telling people that, and so they're out there blaming the media. I love this era in which we live where people F up and then it's the media's fault for reporting that people F up. How about keeping your own house in order? Don't be a douche and we won't have to report about it. I mean, it's a very simple process. Don't be a douche, you won't be on SportsCenter. It's easy. And so instead of blaming the media for you know, Urban Meyer, how about these Ohio State hayseeds take a look in the media and go, boy, our coach was really bad here. Our coach did something wrong. Our athletic director may have done something wrong as well. We've got to see what went on here instead of immediately going out there and blaming the media and then blaming a media outlet that was late to the party. I mean, like they were a day late and a dollar short. That was the story on Friday and Saturday. It's like, wow, ESPN really late to the party because it was reported by a guy that they fired, so they didn't know what to do with the story. So everybody was talking about how ESPN was late to this thing. Like, the party was getting out. Everybody was going home. Everybody was calling an Uber. They were done for the day. And here's ESPN going, well, we're here. We're at the party now. And so everybody wants to, at Ohio State's rally yesterday, wants to blame ESPN for this party when they really had nothing to do story.
My favorite sign was "Miss my coach."
Where's he? He's
missed. He's missed some fall practices.
Yeah, like he's missed like two practices.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So he didn't roll in on his golf cart to talk to his team.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Fine. And yeah, what does a head coach really do? Like is Saban really, out there really coaching? You got assistants for that.
They really missed him as a fan.
As a fan.
Team. Yeah, I get it. Team. Yeah. Your head coach is not there for practice. The head coach runs things. I get it.
Sure.
But you as a fan, doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter at this point. So,
no, and I'm glad to see that nobody turned out for this rally.
Somebody ordered Papa John's, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is a great look. So nice job by you, Ohio State. You really put on a great show last night.
And if you're Urban Meyer, you got to go, boy, I can't even get support from anybody here at my own stadium.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
And I don't need
you. And if this is what it's going to be, stay home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.